Nancy's third grade, she's probably.
Yeah, so she'll be joining us. Okay, we have roll call. Commissioner Linder.
Here.
Commissioner Bird.
Here.
Commissioner McCardle. Commissioner Ritter.
Here.
Commissioner Bevan.
Here.
Commissioner Vlasic.
Here.
I'm here as well. Council Lakey.
Present.
And Administrator Schwartz.
Here.
Okay, if you have a motion to confirm the agenda as published.
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Wood.
I move that we confirm the agenda as published.
Second.
Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor confirming the agenda, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you. And now we have the consent agenda, which includes not only the minutes and the administrator's report, but also the financials for September.
And Mr. Chairman, if I may, just to clarify for the board, I know in the packets it says drafts on the financials. We did that because we've been in the audit phase. We just wrapped the audit up yesterday. I have a verbal that the financials are not changing, and so they're okay to approve today despite the draft.
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Wood.
I move that we approve the consent agenda as published.
Second.
Any discussion? Okay, we'll take a roll call vote. Commissioner Linder.
Aye.
Commissioner Bird.
Aye.
Commissioner DeVere.
Aye.
Commissioner Ritter.
Aye.
Commissioner Bevan.
Aye.
Commissioner Vlasic.
Aye.
And I was aye. Okay, our first action item, Resolution 17-052.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, in your packets is a joint resolution that was prepared by the City of Meridian. This resolution is to transfer the ownership of the Idaho Avenue decks, the planters, and the bicycle racks that are on Idaho Avenue as part of the placemaking project to the city for ownership at this time. We've been in communications with Caleb Hood, who is here, and also other members of the city staff as to ownership of the different aspects of the project. And it just makes sense that the city would take over the ownership, as we do not have the capability to be able to store that. The MDBA is not also not in a position to be able to take on ownership of these items as well. The city, at least on the staff level, has offered the ability to be able to take this on. And so the first step is approval from this board, and then this will go to City Council for approval.
Ashley, do you remember how much we extended for those? I thought it was something like $15,000.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, we initially allotted $15,000 in our budget. We then agreed up to $12,000 per the cost estimates that we received. I believe it was just under $12,000 in total fees for MDC's portion of this.
Okay. Is there anything that anybody would like to add? Okay.
Just one item.
Council Lakey. Sorry about
okay.
That.
One item, Mr. Chairman. We do have, and it's noted in the agreement, we have that kind of letter of understanding with the MDBA about watering the plants that are in planters, and we would just need to send them a letter saying releasing you from that obligation. The ownership of the items are going to be transferred to the city, and then from that point forward, I'm not sure what the MDBA and the city may decide to do.
They could agree to do something
they could.
At that point.
Sure.
Okay. Any other comments?
So this is a little different, Mr. Chairman. This is a joint resolution. This is Resolution 17-052, a joint resolution of the Mayor of this and the City Council of the City of Meridian and the Board of Commissioners of the Meridian Development Corporation, signifying transfer by MDC and acceptance of ownership by City of Idaho Avenue decks, planters, and bicycle rack, and providing an effective date.
Thank you. Ashley, would you correct me if I think I misspoke when I introduced this agenda item? I think I said 053 instead of 052.
Okay.
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay. Let's take a roll call. Well,
Mr. Chair.
Okay.
I move that we approve Resolution 17-052.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Winder. Now, any discussion? Hearing none. Commissioner Winder.
Aye.
Commissioner Byrd.
Aye.
Commissioner DeVere.
Aye.
Commissioner Ritter.
Aye.
Commissioner Bennett. Commissioner Vlasic.
Aye.
And the chair is an aye as well. Thank you all. Our second resolution now is 053. And Ashley, would you introduce that?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, and I know that Chairman Baslin's very excited about this because it's a public art project, so I know that's why he was trying to skip ahead. To remind the board, we allocated $16,000 in this year's fiscal year budget for a art project that involves the Zamzo Mill next door to us. Ms. Bodnar, who's in the audience today, came and gave a presentation as to what we envision moving forward with that process a couple of meetings ago. MOA in front of you is the financial agreement between the city and MDC for the financial contribution towards this project. There's three different agreements that will be in place, MDC to the city for the financial contribution, the Zamzo family and the city for the for allowing the art to be placed on their property, and then also between the city and the artist, Sector 17, who is the commissioned artist, I should mention, who will be doing the mural for the site. We've already had some additional meetings since Ms. Bodnar presented a couple meetings ago with the family and also with the artist as well. So designs are being cultivated now. I think everybody's really excited about this project, and it will be something that will be certainly very attractive to downtown Meridian as you're driving in. Hillary's here today if you do have questions on that side of things, but otherwise this is just purely for the financial contribution.
Hillary, would you like to join us and add anything or be available for any questions?
All approval rests also within the Zamzo's family. We want yeses from MDC, Zamzo's family, and City Council before anything goes forward.
So if any of the three entities that are involved objected to the artwork, it would go back to the drawing board?
I don't know if that's spelled out in your agreement, actually, but that's the
Council, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I can chime in there. That sounds like how the process will practically work. The agreement itself says that the city will take input from the Meridian Development Corporation, but the final decision rests with Zamzo's and the city.
So if anyone doesn't like the art, it's on the city, not us. Is that what you're saying?
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, when we spoke with Emily Kane, the city's attorney, and the Meridian Art Commission members who are present, we envisioned the process to be very similar to the process with the Fairview and Main art installation, that MDC has a seat at the table, but we don't have the final say.
There is language in here, Mr. Chairman, as well, that says that cities shall duly consider MDC input and shall make a reasonable effort to come to consensus. So that's the spirit of things going into it, but ultimately the bottom line stops with the city.
spirit has always worked.
You always strive for that, Mr.
Right.
Chairman.
Okay, very good. Any other questions?
Has there been any initial training to the area?
Yes, actually. So Sector 17, after meeting with Cali and Faye Zamzo, created some drafts for them to see already, even though they don't have an agreement with us yet. They just got excited about the project also. I had written down a few of the ideas that the Zamzos had talked about. They had mentioned that there was somehow a red barn in the mix somewhere that would make Jim really happy, including something like rows of crops or grains, animals that eat the
I didn't put it in.
I mean, anything.
If they were going for a modern feel and historic feel or more of a traditional.
It's, yeah, I'd say it's more leaning towards ag traditional. Yeah.
We also talked about the train because that's such an important part of the Zamzo story. And they're also utilizing the color scheme that we have for our branding to be able to make sure that it all is as cohesive as possible. I think you will be really pleased. I really do.
Hillary, when do you anticipate we would have a draft design to share?
I would think December or January. I know you guys have a lot of December conflicts with holidays, so it might be end up being January, somewhere around there. Again, it would probably, we talked about having first drafts vetted through specifically the Zamzos family so they can say if we're on track or not.
Sketch or something like that. What is the approximate size of it? Because that's a pretty big wall over there on the side of the mill.
Right. One of the drafts essentially, so it's built on the left hand side of the mill wall that you face coming on Main Street. It essentially goes up to the ceiling of the mill and then cuts diagonally down to avoid interfering with having to move. Probably did say if they need to move signage, they can move it to accommodate the design. But it almost essentially goes about a third way on all the way on the top of the building and then cuts down towards the corner.
It's pretty large.
It's very large.
Very large.
Yeah.
So you can't miss it coming up Main Street.
Yeah.
Is that basically
correct.
It?
Yeah, it will be right in the place. We can get
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Resolution 17-053, a resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency in Meridian, Idaho, approving the Memorandum of Agreement for Financial Support for the Meridian Mill Mural Art Project between the Meridian Development Corporation and the City of Meridian, authorizing execution of the agreement by the Chairman or Vice Chairman and Secretary, authorizing any technical changes to the agreement, authorizing the Administrator to take all necessary action required to implement the agreement, and providing an effective
item is another resolution. This has to do with the historic lighting and the construction on Pine Avenue, and we have
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this is the cost share permit that we would like board approval for today. This is for to add in the lighting on Main Street between Pine Avenue and Carlton in, as a bid addendum to the project. Now, to remind the board that we have gone through the design phase with Keller & Associates, and when we spoke about budget this year, we talked about the opportunity to be able to provide these plans to ACHD to see where the costs may come in. As you may remember, with the split corridor project, we realized a significant cost savings with being a bid alternative to that overall split corridor project with the historic lighting on Meridian Road. So what this would allow us to do today is to agree to place this in as a bid addendum. This would go out as part of the big bid package with ACHD for the overall Pine Avenue project. However, if the bids come in higher than we would like to pay, we don't have to move forward. This is just for us to take advantage of the opportunity in front of us. This does not commit the board to expending these dollars. This just allows us to be a part of the bid package and then to be able to make an educated decision moving forward. This was something that we talked about during the budget process and something that the Downtown Parking, Transportation, and Streetscape Committee recommended to the board to at least explore where the cost may lie.
Would you like to maybe go into a little bit of detail of what this would involve and why we're doing it?
Sure. So we're doing some historic lighting on Pine Avenue, which is part of the regular bid package. And then we came forward saying, well, we have this lighting that we want to do on Main Street, which is just adjacent to Pine, it's from Pine to Block North. So we see that there might be a cost savings since it's already that kind of work on this project, but that includes a little bit more to it. And then by doing it as a bid alternative, as Ashley said, that you can just reject that bid if you want to. The only slight hitch with that is that that bid alternative is not included in selecting the low cost bidder. So the lowest cost for the bid alternatives may not be the person who actually wins the bid. That's the only one you're allowed to reject, but you can still reject that. I don't see why a contractor would increase prices for the bid alternative because they still want to do that work. So they wouldn't just increase prices. There's not very much risk involved. So that would, we had it planned to go out to advertise next Monday. Based on some conversations I'll have this morning, that might be pushed back a week. But that would still mean we would want the commission to approve the bid on December 13th. And the bid opening would be on November 29th. Get it out this Monday, the bid opening would be the 29th. If we wait a week, then it would be opened on the 6th. So that would be the only thing I'd want to bring up also is we need possibly a decision from the board pretty quickly on that to see if we want to move forward. And so I don't know if we want to decide a kind of a maximum amount that you would approve for today or your next meeting so that we know pretty quickly if it's worthwhile or not.
When you say commission approval, you're talking about this commission or your ACHD commission?
ACHD commission. So ACHD will award the bid. So at that point, we would need direction from this board on whether or not we were accepting the bid alternative.
And Cody, what was that date again, just to make sure I was clear with all the dates?
So the last meeting we have in December is on the 13th.
We would have our board meeting that same day.
Okay, that morning?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that'd be great. Yeah.
Historic lighting that we're talking about from Pine to Carlton is part of our master plan for downtown lighting. And I think that when we did our kind of pre-bid assessment or our engineering assessment on that, if I'm not mistaken, if we did it as a standalone for those, it would be like $250,000.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, it was over $300,000. I think it was about $320,000.
$320,000. So what we're really looking at is by tying in to the electrical work that's being done substantially reduced, which would then make it something we would want to do as part of our master plan for lighting on Main Street. So this is really what is allowing us to do that, to have that option.
Yes, so it's very difficult right now just to get contractors to bid on small projects. That was also the point of this, was to have a big project and then it's just a little bit extra work they can do with a project they want to bid on. So that way you're not just getting really high bids or no bids at all, because they are, should be bidding on the Pine project.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments?
Mr. Chairman, this is Resolution 17-054. Resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency in Redding, Idaho, approving the cost share permit agreement for historic lighting on Main Street from Pine Avenue to Carlton Avenue between the Meridian Development Corporation and Ada County Highway District, authorizing execution of the agreement by the chairman or vice chairman and secretary, authorizing any technical changes to the agreement, authorizing the administrator to take all necessary action required to implement the agreement, and providing an effective date.
Resolution 17-054 is read into the record by council.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Winder. Any further discussion? Okay, let's take a vote. Commissioner Winder?
Aye.
Commissioner Bird?
Aye.
Commissioner DeVere?
Aye.
Commissioner Ritter?
Aye.
Commissioner Bevin?
Aye.
Commissioner Vlasic?
Aye.
And the chairperson is aye as well. Cody, thank you so much. And
thank you, Cody.
Great work and partnership with ACHC on projects like this. This is very helpful. And we also want to thank Cody. He is reliably present at all of our parking transportation committee meetings. Gives us great input. We're looking forward to seeing Pine Avenue done.
Yes.
Right.
Thank you, Cody.
Okay. And now we have final resolution. Okay, resolution 55. Ashley, you're up.
Excuse me, I'm trying to get to my
Cold Valley School.
Yes, I'm just trying to get to my packet. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, in your packet is an email from Brad Carr from Cold Valley Christian. We awarded a facade improvement grant to them earlier this year, and they have been diligently moving forward with the work on the site. However, as Cody just mentioned, it's very hard to get contractors out on site, and with this building boom, it's just caused some delays on their part. And so their subrecipient agreement with us ends at the end of this calendar year, and due to some delays working with their architect and the contractors, they don't foresee the work being completed until spring. And so they are asking for an extension with the subrecipient agreement until spring. And I believe Council Leahy placed that as the end of April of 2018 as the new deadline for reimbursement. Chairman Bassalone and I have toured their site. They are doing work. It's just unfortunately they're not a high priority project for the contractors. So my recommendation would be that they are trying their best to move this project forward, that we do extend this time extension for them.
If anyone remembers what that old home looked like about a year ago compared to what it looks like now, you see a substantial improvement in it, as well as the chain fencing they put around and so forth. Cold Valley has made a great effort to utilize that property in a very productive way. The outside is pretty much done. It's really the inside part that they're waiting on before they can start using it. And the reason we're a little bit concerned about that is that they are making it available for public use. And so once the inside is done, it could have some community use as well. So they've been very accommodating. They've also been very accommodating. It isn't part of this resolution in terms of granting an easement so we can put a sidewalk on the north side of Carlton that's adjacent to their field there. And they will, they're working very cooperatively with that. So we have a very good relationship with them, and this resolution is very appropriate. So,
thank you, Mr. Chairman. And just for the board's information, the underlying nonprofit is the Cole Community Church, Inc. But I believe they signed the agreement last time as Cole Valley School. So whatever corporate internal structure they follow, I included this as the underlying nonprofit, but they may sign it as Cole Valley School. So this is Resolution 17-055, a resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho, approving the amendment for an extension of time under the Facade Improvement Recipient Agreement between the Meridian Development Corporation and Cole Community Church, Inc., authorizing the execution of the agreement by the Chairman and Vice Chairman, authorizing any technical changes to the agreement, authorizing the Administrator to take all necessary action required to implement the agreement, and providing an effective date.
So just to be clear, Todd, the agreement is with Cole Community Church Incorporated.
My understanding is that's the underlying nonprofit. They signed it as, I noticed last time they crossed it out and signed it as the Cole Valley Community Church. So if you understand that going in, it's going to be signed as either one or the other.
So it's kind of like an also known as kind of a thing.
They're a subsidiary or some type of entity within that.
Okay. Very good. But we know who it is.
You know who it is.
We know who it is. Okay. Do we have a motion?
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner
Wayne. I move that we approve Resolution 17-055 as read and directed by counsel.
Second by Commissioner Bevin.
Too weird.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Commissioner Beard. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
My poor ear over here. Okay. Thank you. Thanks for the good catch. Okay. Any further discussion? Okay. Let's take a vote. Commissioner Winter.
Aye.
Commissioner Bevin.
Aye.
Commissioner Beard.
Aye.
Commissioner Bird.
Aye.
Swing and a miss.
Gotta keep away.
Okay.
The bottom.
Orphans first.
That's what I told you guys earlier about what this blonde headed lady next to me did in 2003 for me at City Council. Kept me awake so I didn't get embarrassed.
He was definitely singing your praise, Tammy, I believe it.
I can sing it for the rest of the year.
Our next agenda item is something that we're all interested in, Ashley, Union Pacific Property.
Sure. So the item is consideration of approval of allowing MDC and its contractors to enter into a waiver of liability agreement with Union Pacific Railroad. So, just to remind the board, we do have a scope of work that is active with Keller and Associates to be able to do some cost estimating for us for the concept designs that we have discussed for the UP property that involve public parking and some open space. In order for them to be able to do their work, we need to be able to get them on site. And in order to be able to get them on site, we need to be able to move forward with an agreement with UP, which is the first step, is this release of liability and indemnity. Basically, they need to be able to get the approval of UP to enter the site and to be able to do the work that they need to do for us. One of the things that we learned through our meeting with UP is we would not be able to actually do the testing for the asbestos within the buildings. However, that contractor could go out there and look at the buildings and probably make an educated guess one way or another. So there are certain aspects that we may not be able to get completely down to the nth degree, but this will be that first step that we need as a board to be able to make some decisions moving forward, and the potential of entering into a future lease agreement with UP for parking and open space. So that's what this is for today. This is for not only MDC board members, it would be also for Keller and Associates, anyone who could be potentially accessing the property.
Mr. Chairman, just to add to that, it's your fairly standard release of liability and indemnity. So if you set foot on their property, you're totally responsible for yourself, and if things blow up or the sky falls in or whatever, it's your fault, and you accept all liability and responsibility for it. And then the thought being, MDC could sign it on behalf of MDC, but if we have individual independent contractors that go out there, they would sign that as well. So if it's Ashley and her LLC, or Borton Lakey and RP LLC, or Keller, I think anybody that would go out there, in addition to having one from MDC, for MDC's perspective, the individual folks would also sign one as well.
And that's agreeable to Union Pacific, yes, that you can have multiple people, yes, on site. I need to comment on this. This is really a big deal. I'm a big believer that if it isn't written, it isn't said, and having UP allowing us to enter into a contract with them, even as minimal as this one, is a great first step to us getting some access to that property and getting it developed in some meaningful way for public use. So the work that was done to get this done, to get to this point, I think is incredible. I think going forward, having a contractual agreement to base that work on is terrific, and it does show an interest in doing something. So, Todd, I would ask you, we could do this with a voice vote, I assume, but yeah. I would do it with a roll call vote.
What was your choice, Mr. Chairman? Roll call is never a problem.
Okay. The reason I want to do it with a roll call vote, I think it's more substantial in terms of our action than just a mere voice vote that we're kind of just doing it as an offhand kind of thing. Okay?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Todd, should we add to this, because everybody else is under us, some assurance that you know, anybody else, our contractor, that also ought to be a part of, there's an agreement covering us, and then we should have something that ensures that the other folks that are under us sign that too.
Mr. Chairman,
I agree with what we're doing here, but I think maybe there ought to be some direction in terms of ensuring that we're going to get those other agreements in place.
Okay. Mr. Chairman and Commissioner Ritter, yes, this board can provide that direction to say we'll sign it on behalf of MDC, and before any of our contractors set foot on the property as part of that site visit, that they would have one in place.
Yes.
Otherwise, they're not authorized by MDC to do so.
Yes.
Okay. Would we then talk? Indicate to UP who those potential contractors might be.
Okay. Sure.
Okay. Okay, good call. I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Okay, it's been moved to approve this
second
contract, seconded by Commissioner Winder. Okay, once again, Commissioner Bennett.
Aye.
Commissioner Winder.
Yay!
Commissioner Bird.
Hallelujah.
Commissioner Glass.
Aye.
Commissioner
Ritter. Aye.
Did I get you?
I'm last this time.
Commissioner Winder.
Aye, yes.
And I'm a yay as well.
Mr. Okay. Chair, I wonder who had this done. Getting UP to the table and to allow something like this is a very, very positive step for the community of Meridian, Idaho. And we want to make sure we do it right. So as we, because there's going to be more favors we're going to ask out of UP as we go down through our rails for trails and stuff like this. And so let's make sure we do it right.
A lot of people have done a lot of hard work on this through the years, so thank you all so much. Okay, now we get to discussion items, and Todd and Ashley, would you like to talk about item 10 first?
Go first.
It does not matter, Council Lakey.
Okay, I'll start, and then Ashley chime in as well. So this is an update on the 703 North Main Street project, which is the owner participation agreement we have with Josh for the old bank building and the library unbound building next door. Josh came and gave a presentation to our property committee, and he brought with him Caleb Roop, who's with the Pacific companies. They're a developer that's done a lot of work in the Valley. They do a lot of work nationally, particularly in the form of public-private partnerships. They do a lot of that. Their focus is primarily housing, but they do commercial as well. I know them, and the other hat that I wear is legal counsel to the Eagle Urban Renewal Agency. They have an owner participation agreement out there for things that are going on. And the update that Josh gave to the property committee,
Board.
Is it the board? Oh, okay. Sorry, full board. was that the aspect of 703, if it's just that building, Josh has come to the conclusion that that alone won't work. He won't be able to pull that off under the current owner participation agreement that we have. And if the board is inclined to say, okay, then we're done, he's willing to do whatever we need to do to back that up. However, our agreement also covers Unbound, the library building, and Josh provided information that he could do both, the economies of scale. If he was to proceed forward with the project, it would at least have to involve both of those sites. And he has the option under our current agreement to do both by a certain minimum deadline and so on. But he said his preference really was to try to come back with a larger project involving more of that block and make a presentation to the board about a larger project that would involve potentially the city and the old city hall. And they're in the process of looking at that in partnership with Pacific companies. Josh would still be involved, still has his agreement with MDC, but I anticipate, the way you described it, that the Pacific companies may take more of a lead role in the larger project. We did go into executive session. I can't discuss those matters, but it related to the potential acquisition of property by this board. I don't know if they'll come back with, as part of their request, some type of incorporation to that effect of this body acquiring some other property. If they do, then we can handle that under another executive session as far as reporting or discussing that. The situation we have with the owner participation agreement is that it has some deadlines in it. And there are two deadlines initially that were related to a demolition permit and submitting some plans to the city. Those deadlines, I think, were in October. Mm-hmm. And so we're past those deadlines for the 703 project. The agreement doesn't say, okay, you're past a deadline and you're in violation and we're done. What it does is, if this board felt like that was a problem and it's 703, do it, or do both and we're done, you would provide a notice of violation to Josh and he has 30 days to cure that. But you don't have to. You can say, we understand you're past these deadlines. We want to hear what else you have to say, and make your give them an opportunity to do that before you take any formal action on the agreement. So those are your options. Their plan is to come back, I think, in December,
yes,
to this board and make a presentation on that larger vision for the property out there, and would have an opportunity at that time to kind of provide further direction on this agreement, but that's where the OPA stands at this point, and you have a couple of different options.
And if I might add, Mr. Chairman and members of the board, I did speak with Josh, and part of that proposal will include the demolition of the building at 703 and taking care of that one way or another, whether or not he's involved in the project or whether or not the project potentially comes back to us. That he will address that. They are currently surveying the entire block right now. You may have noticed some survey folks out there. So I think they're going to come back in December at the December 13th meeting with a fairly substantial plan for consideration for this board. So I know that there are some deadlines that are being, that have been missed, but I think they're going to address all those concerns with the proposal, and that's my understanding through Josh.
Mr. Chair.
Commissioner Bird.
I've got a real concern over here at 703, because we got a roof that didn't even make it through over there.
Yes.
And I can't see us putting a penny into that building, other than take it down. So I think we've got to get at the least get that rid of that building. It cannot go through another year.
And Mr. Chair,
it'll collapse on its own, and then we really have a collect a bunch of clowns. But and I'm not talking out of the story, because I, at the committee meeting, I told him the same thing. When you go into a project, like he come to us and approached us on the project, you've got to have a pencil now, or you don't do it. I realize that I don't know what the problem is, but I know one thing: we've got to make building. I'm not one to let it collapse down on our heads and make us look like a bunch of people. And this has got to be done within a month. Because yeah, I'm telling you, the snow and stuff starts coming, you're down.
Mr. Chairman and Commissioner Bird, and I'm sorry if I didn't relay that correctly or fully. That is his intention. One way or another, he will resolve that issue by the end of this year for us. So that will be part of his proposal.
Not bad soon enough. You get a heavy snow like we did last year, just go there and kiss a bye as it goes down. And then we sit here and Tammy gets phone calls on our ugly corner. I think a businessman or a developer goes into a project like that. How long have we been discussing this? How long has it been under contract?
A year.
I don't know. Yeah, the whole block given another 2 years. Nothing.
I think, Commissioner Bird, my recollection from that meeting that we had with the gentleman from Pacific Court and with Josh was that we had made it pretty clear that we needed immediate decisions, and allowing them to have a few weeks to do the surveying and to contact the other owners. There are three other owners involved on that block besides us to see what the viability was of a larger scale project seemed reasonable, because the initial plan for that block, when you look at the destination downtown plans as well from 6-7 years ago, was that that would be a keystone block, that the whole block would be developed in some way. If that is a viable thing that can be done, my estimation, waiting a few weeks is worthwhile. But they do need to make a decision by our December 13th meeting. That was the deadline that we set. So we'll expect them to come here to that meeting, tell us whether they have accessibility to the rest of the block to do a large project, or if they're going to go forward with the option agreements that Josh currently has, whether he does it in conjunction with a partner or on his own. So I think that we do need to make a decision, as you say, Commissioner Bird, as quickly as possible. But, giving some reasonable time for the analysis that needs to be done. Am I incorrect in that assessment, or was that basically what we talked about?
That's correct, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to just share my personal opinion. if they come back to us with a project or a proposal that requires us to go out with an RFP again, for whatever reason, then, you know, that's kind of the tipping point as far as that's, we should get 703 back at that point, and it should be scraped and done. So, you know, if that's part of their plan coming to us, that should be, you know, the action we take on the 13th. If it's not, and they have something that can happen quickly, I'm for giving them the other time. But if it's, you know, if we're going to have to, if we acquire other property, if we go out for RFP, we just need to kind of start from scratch and go, you know, see what other proposals are. I would assume they would make a proposal too, but you know, we just need to kind of reset the switch on 703 and start from scratch.
And the other concern we had is that when we have gone out to RFP on those properties, our responses have been minimal. And so we're going with who we have right now, and we'll see what they come up with, as Commissioner Winder has said. So December 13th is a date, unless the board wants to do something, as Todd mentioned, other than that.
Mr. Chairman, just to follow up on Commissioner Winder's comment, what would kick us into the need to do another RFP would be us acquiring additional property and trying to find some way to dispose of that property as part of a larger project or whatever. If we're just keeping the plan and modifying the plan with the two properties and our agreement with Josh as part of a larger project, that doesn't require an RFP. If we again, keep those properties in place and we do some kind of owner participation agreement for reimbursement of public improvements as part of a larger project, that doesn't require an RFP. What would kick us into the RFP, as Commissioner Winder mentioned, is if we acquire additional property and are looking to dispose of it in some fashion.
Mr. Chair,
sure.
To speak into Commissioner Bird's comment about the not just the visibility of the possible cave-in of a building, but the safety issue, is there any opportunity to have an emergency plan B per se? If, I mean, with all the deadlines and the meetings and things scheduled, I think that is all appropriate, and I agree with all of that. But if we have a huge snowstorm that happens to happen before a deadline or a date is met, is there any kind of caveat that can be put at least into discussion as to what are we going to do? You know, because I think that you speak into a really, you know, the projections are that we are going to have a hard winter, and we don't know when that's going to hit. And if it happens to hit 2 weeks or a week before a deadline, we need to be prepared to speak into that.
Todd, I would address this to you, but my understanding right now is that the building is Josh's building. So any demolition or repair or anything that needs to be done in that building is his responsibility right now. We would have to take ownership back from him in order to do that. And what we're basically saying, do we want to give him until the 13th of December to make whatever decisions he makes, have him deal with anything dealing with that building between now and December 13th. Then on December 13th, we make the decision whether to pull it back. If we do at that time, then yes, we could expedite the destruction of the building.
Mr. Chair.
Commissioner DeGroote.
And I agree it's not our building at this point, but I think it needs to be a strong message that for board consideration to further collaborations. We need to see promises kept. And that's the best we can do.
Mr. Chairman,
Commissioner
Todd, correct me if I'm wrong, but if I remember right, a portion of the improvement dollars that were set aside, the $218,000. $50,000 of that, or something like that, I think was focused on the demolition of the building. So he has the ability to take that down right now. And we end up paying for it because we're going to, that's a reimbursement sort of thing. And I get that done and get it done.
Get it done before December 13th, so this board has consequences.
Let me direct this to Todd. Todd, as Bishop Rivers mentioning, we have allocated money towards this, or we are allocating money towards this. Can we direct that money be spent now for that purpose to Josh?
Mr. Chairman, it's in your plan, it's in your agreement. You can say that to Josh, yes, we will use that money. We want to use that money. Please get it down. Send a strong message. He controls when it comes down. Although we have the deadlines in our agreement that you need to get that demolition permit by this date, and so that's part of what we have in our agreement to say, hey, you're not in compliance with this. Get that done. So we can't tell him other than what we have in the agreement to do it, or tell him, hey, you're supposed to have this permit done by then. I think. Again, our relationship is good with Josh as far as the communication goes, and I think he'll take a strong message to heart. But our avenues are violation of the terms of the agreement that we have in place now. And then kind of an additional comment on that, and Commissioner Ritter is correct. Part of what we were looking to reimburse him for was the demolition of the building in the form of blight removal for downtown.
So if he demolishes the building next week, and it's $50,000, we can reimburse him that $50,000 as a part of the 200 and some thousand that we've committed?
I'd have to look exactly how that timing goes, but yes, that was part of what we were looking to reimburse him for, was demolition of the building. So,
well,
yes.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, the schedule of reimbursement was for that check, that portion of the check to be cut in January anyway, assuming that he hit all the timelines.
And Mr. Chairman, just to clarify also for the board, one of the reasons, when Josh and I spoke after our last board meeting, one of the reasons why he has delayed the demolition is he wasn't sure what the conversation was going to be at the last board meeting and the reception to the expanded project. And if there was a chance that he was going to get the property back to us, he wasn't sure if NBC would want the building scraped or not. So that's part of the conversation that we had, and he needed some direction and understanding as to what NBC's overall vision would be if they were to take the project back, property back.
So should that direction be in the form of a motion by this board or just the sense of the board?
I guess that's up to you, Mr. Chairman. If you want to have Ashley convey a desire to have the building scraped and preferably by the next board meeting, go ahead. I'll stop there. I want to add one other comment.
Can he legally have time to? Has he gone for a permit? How long does the permit take to get a demo permit?
Caleb, Jen, introduce yourself. Give us an answer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the board. Caleb Hood, Community Development Department. I haven't checked recently, but that October 31st is what I recall in the contract was the deadline, and is up that date. Check this week or in the last 7 days or so. Those are an over-the-counter permit, so it's something you apply and it's issued pretty much on the spot, so it could be issued today if they applied for today.
So as long as you can get a contractor to do it, you're in business.
That's all that hanging up, yeah.
That's
really
good.
We've
been battling with a lot of our,
Yeah.
That's Mitch Jones. Mr. Chair. That's the one thing I'd like to know. Has he got a price ready to go?
It's my understanding, Commissioner Berg.
The demolitions that we've had done within the city is $50,000. It's a lot of money for that building. I was thinking more like $25,000 to $30,000. School of building over there was $13,000.
Yeah, I just threw
we threw $50,000 out here. Well,
I think
that's all we got in the contract.
Is that what it says?
But I mean, bring the deal in. You got somebody on board ready to go.
It's my understanding, Commissioner Byrd, yes.
Okay, well, let's get, I don't know. I just don't want my sword there.
Commissioner Byrd, I would think. Pacific Corp gentleman who does development, he should be know about.
Yeah, but why didn't if Pacific Corp does so much development, why didn't they come to our RFP 5 or 6 years ago when we had this out? We had nobody. I mean, that this is.
Mr. Chairman, a couple of spots. I have no idea why they didn't come 5 years ago. You know, maybe they had other things, other priorities. I don't know. They weren't necessarily looking at this one. I think Josh approached them, and then they started looking. Commissioner Ritter's comment. It's we only reimburse actual reasonable expenses.
Yeah.
So it's we plan for 50, but if it's 25, they turn in the receipts for 25, and that's what we reimburse.
Yeah, we usually do an up to kind of a thing. So, having that discussion and knowing the sense of the board, would somebody like to make a motion?
Mr. Chairman?
Commissioner Ritter.
I move that we send a strong message to Josh that we want that building removed ASAP, and that as a part of our current agreement, there is money else that's allowable for demolition.
Second.
Is your motion including extending the agreement to December 13th for the update?
No, but this is just dealing with the demolition of the building.
Okay, we'll still expect him to come back on the 13th with whatever final plans.
Well, yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I can pipe in there. I don't think we have to extend it, Commissioner DeVere. I guess you can if you want to. It's simply, if you don't take any action, the deadline is what it is, and he's passed it. You can decide later to say, we're sending you a notice of violation. You have an opportunity to cure. If you extend the deadline, that's kind of an amendment to the agreement. It would be an amendment to the agreement. We'd have to have, you know, drawn up and both sides sign it and whatnot. So essentially, no action. You're not waiving your rights. You're not extending it. You're just not taking any action at this point in preserving your rights to say it's still a violation if we want to.
Because as soon as you file, correct me if I'm wrong, you file a default notice, but he's got 30 days.
He's got 30 days to
cure. Still December.
I'll second. Commissioner Byrd, any further discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
I'd like a voice vote.
Would you like a roll call?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Just to see how you shake it up.
Okay. We have Commissioner Ritter's motion, seconded by Commissioner Byrd. No further discussion? Commissioner Ritter?
Aye.
Commissioner Vlasic?
Aye.
Commissioner Byrd?
Aye.
Commissioner DeVere?
Aye.
Commissioner Byrd?
Aye.
Commissioner Ritter?
I'm going to be the odd man out and say no.
I'm an aye. Okay.
Do you want to say aye?
Oh, I just until the 13th, I don't think we should make a decision on it.
I guess I do, you know, I have been kind of baffled as to why it hasn't been taken down at this point, because we can't hear any man of wood. And I appreciate Ashley's clarification that there was a question of what would this board want if he had to turn the property back. And so I think that was a good point of clarification. I do think now the message is clear. We don't want the building back. We get the property back. We don't want the building on it. And feel that that is his responsibility.
Yeah, I agree. I think that was a good clarification.
One follow-up comment, Mr. Chairman. We talk about Josh having to give the building back under the agreement. Technically, the agreement doesn't require that he give the building back. We have liquidated damages built into it if the agreement doesn't move forward and we can pursue things like that. Josh has simply said, if it doesn't go forward, I'll give the building back. So he's made a commitment to do that. The agreement is structured differently. We have to pursue liquidated damages and other legal actions, specific performance or something like that. But it's the commitment from Josh that if I don't go forward with this project, I'll give the property back.
Yeah, and I think we need to be cognizant of the fact that, you know, Josh has done a lot of things here downtown in good faith. I mean, we have no reason not to trust what he is trying to do. And I think hearing from him and from whoever else he wants to bring as a partner on the 13th will clarify what we need to do and what he is going to do. So I'm confident that that will occur at that time. If it doesn't, then I think we do need to make some hard decisions. At this point in time, we as this board only has control of two properties or the options involved with two properties. There are three other property owners, actually four if you call Josh, you know, he himself is a property owner. There are four other property owners that are not us. And it's basically him talking to those other three property owners to see what can be done. That's not our involvement. So what does he bring back from those discussions as well? And then that will inform us what we do as well.
Mr. Chair.
Commissioner.
And Todd, I don't, maybe we're out of bounds by doing this, but if a larger project is brought forward and they want more money out of us, which you know they do, they like the public dollars. I don't think we're wrong in making sure they've got the finances lined up on their side. I mean, good business, you do that. I mean,
Mr. Chairman and Commissioner,
if I'm going to have Roger build me a $1 million building, I want to make sure he can build it. And he'd make sure I had the money to pay for it.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Byrd, you don't have to do anything on a larger project. And so you can get whatever assurances, I think, going into it that you want to make you confident that they'll move forward. As Dan said, Josh has been trustworthy and credible and done good projects downtown. This was just a little outside of his experience and wheelhouse, and so I think he was learning as he went along that there's more to it than he thought coming in. The Pacific companies are experienced in this kind of thing, but you're entitled to get whatever assurance you want from them before you sign anything.
I made a couple of phone calls. This is the way CCDC did it with the start there downtown with the Merrill Lynch building, Manor Bank, and all that. They made sure that contractor that they were given that plan to have the finances behind and build it.
Mr. Chairman, my dad, we were given those assurances when we entered into the agreement that we have now, and it didn't happen. So, I mean, it was just a verbal saying he had the money lined up and his bank was on board and it didn't matter, you know, he was in it. So, whatever it is, have to quantify it. You couldn't just say, can you do it?
Well, I can guarantee you the contract down there had to do more than that. You had to have a letter.
Well, I think the project price was totally blew up. So I think he did have the finances lined up for what the price was projected to be.
At the time, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm not saying he project change over time, and so it's more complicated than just saying you have the money.
That did work.
Thank you. I think that indicates part of his good faith, too, that it isn't just dumping it back on us, but it's trying to find a viable solution. And with creditable people that are well-known, that are known in the industry for doing projects. So, great discussion. So let's go to 10 Mile.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board.
By the way, you have your direction.
I have my direction, yes. Todd and I met with John Wardle and other members of the Brighton team last week to talk about a forthcoming modification to the owner participation agreement that we have due to some development agreement modifications that have happened on the city side. So we walked through that with Brighton Corporation. Our goal is to bring those in front of this board in December. So just prepare. December's going to be a long meeting, folks. So clear your schedules, please. But I know. I'm sorry. I don't. It's going to be quite the meeting. But I think they're pretty simple in nature in terms of for this end of things. But it's just one of those things that we need to take care of prior to reimbursements starting in the latter part of this fiscal year. They also let us know that they have acquired the third property. It's not Mr. Shakuri, it was the other property.
Talma?
Yes.
Yeah.
They've gotten the ownership of that as well, too.
Yeah. It's a definite snowballing effect, isn't it?
It is. So we are going to be sitting down with the county, our accounting team, Todd and myself probably beginning of 2018 to figure out the reimbursement side of things, how we're going to be able to report, because we need to make sure everything is as clear as possible and as transparent as possible for these reimbursements, but we also need to make sure they will stand up to the audit as well, too, so that's the reason why we're going to bring in the entire team, make sure everybody's on the same page. I know Brighton Corporation made the request last week that they would like to have something to turn in by next month, even though they know the reimbursements probably won't start coming in until next July or August with that second disbursement for next calendar year. But I don't think we're going to be able to get everybody together just due to holidays until early 2018. And we need to make sure we get this correct. And this will also set the stage for future owner participation agreement disbursements as well.
So we will have our marathon meeting on December 13th. We right now are proposing, we're talking about upcoming committee meetings to cancel our second meeting in November, which occurs the week of Thanksgiving.
Yes,
and our second meeting in December, which occurs the week of Christmas, unless this board in its esteemed wisdom wants to meet. Right now,
Mr. Chairman, we canceled those at the last meeting.
I know we did.
Okay, so I just wanted to be clear.
We could always have emergency meetings. So I'm just saying that that's why December 13th is a biggie. So,
and I would just note that there's an updated upcoming committee and other meetings separate from your packet that's been updated since the board packets went out. Yes, and I would say if you could please just plan on till 10 or 10:30 on the 13th of December, just to give us enough time. We have enough, our audit presentation, we have a number of big items in front of us. So I try not to ask very often for long meetings, but I'm asking this time just to make sure that we have adequate time and a quorum.
We'll talk fast. Okay. Anything else with the meetings? No, that's it. Any questions about the meetings? Okay, Todd, can you
move nothing further, first? Mr. Chairman.
You're all talked out. For
I'm all talked out.
Ashley?
Ditto.
Just a couple of comments that I want to make. One is obviously we want to congratulate Joe Gordon and the cabinet and Trent Bird on being elected to city council last night. I think we're going to have a great city council. We are definitely going to miss Keith Bird on the city council, but Keith is your institutional memory is not going anywhere. It'll still be here, right, Keith?
Well, so, still got my brain.
Yeah, still be doing that. And then tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Keith Bird Legacy Park, there's a dedication, I believe. Am I right, Mayor Pam?
Yes, there is.
And so we hope that all who can make it will be there to honor our distinguished councilman. Any other comments? Caleb. Public comment. Public comment.
Mr. Chair, thank you, and I'll talk fast too. Follow up a little bit on item number 5 on your agenda today. I just wanted to let you know, and some of you invited here if you're so inclined or interested in attending. But I met with your administrator and Nick Grove. Thank you. At Unbound 2 weeks ago, and we received actually through the mayor's office received questions/complaint about our decking and the planters that today again you approved the joint resolution for. Long story short, on November 20th, we've sent out postcards earlier this week to both the business owners and the property owners on the block between Main and Second Street to invite them into this room on the 20th of November at 3 o'clock to discuss with them the next steps for the decks and the planters. If you recall, when we partnered as a city and MDC and spent roughly $24,000 on those improvements, it was a pilot project. It was a test case to see what the next steps are for that block, and they've been out there now 2 seasons, believe it or not. So as we get into the fall and the leaves are falling and the activity kind of dwindles, we're using this as an opportunity. The MDBA is leading that effort, which I really appreciate, but again, the city and MDC are coming alongside the MDBA as they engage the business owners there to say, what do you want to do next? So just a heads up that that meeting's occurring. I don't know, obviously, where that's going to go, where those discussions go. Again, depending on, we could go back to the way things were. They could want to do something different on that block. But I just wanted to let you know that those discussions are coming this next month, this month.
Thanks, Caleb. That meeting is on our list of other meetings that we have before us. Thank you for doing that, by the way. I think that is brilliant. To get those property owners on Idaho Avenue and business owners involved with making that decision as to how they're going to utilize that.
Yeah, thanks again to your administrator for participating in that, being part of, willing to come to that meeting anyways and help facilitate the dialogue with them. So
any of us who can be there, be there.
You're certainly welcome to.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Thanks, Caleb.
Any other public comment?
All in favor? Aye. Sorry, I get excited and vote.
Sounded unanimous.
Yeah. Yes.
Who